Monitor sparring notes and build plan. For Pierre, April 14, 2026. This is a recap of what we argued out so far on the monitor project. 14 signals, 5 personas, 3 pushbacks, and a proposed first sprint. I passed 14 signals from your last message. 1. Tail scale check goes first. Safety before talk. If it's safe, we can work. 2. Skills in the prime load should be 50 words each, not one-liners. 20 skills at 50 words is about 1,000 tokens. Affordable. 3. Disk and memory tracked per process, not just global. Dockers and containers tracked individually. 4. Personas as an ownership layer. Emoji tagged. So you know who to blame or consult when something breaks. 5. Pipeline invariants are outcomes, not schedules. Groceries isn't planned by Sunday, it's need, bought, eaten. 6. Health checks sparse. Daily or event driven. Not every 20 seconds. 2 users. Wouldn't notice 3 days down. 7. Session close via done, shut down, or go to sleep. Do the work first, then clear. 8. Log every turn raw plus classified. Librarian runs background classification. 9. Auditor persona for close. Performance review. Errors, assumptions, gaps, proposals. 10. Invariance not absolute. Human judgment adjusts. It'll be what it'll be. 11. Time and date hook. Sessions have no clue. Plus prediction versus actual for calibration. 12. Narration ratio is variable. Not a fixed rule. Context dependent. 13. GitHub push plus rollback. System level undo. You called it the seed of something. 14. Drift as a persona. Little cop emoji. Now the personas. Starter set, 5, not 20. Don't proliferate on day 1. Grow the company as use cases arrive. Session boss, that's the suit emoji, owns the session invariant, prime, budget, and mode. Librarian, the books emoji, owns pattern logging, classification, and brain rights. Auditor, the judge emoji, owns session close review, rating, and repeated mistake detection. Cop, the police emoji, owns drift detection, AI and user, and enforcement. Archivist, the floppy disk emoji, owns GitHub push, commits, and rollback. Later additions as use cases demand. Accountant for resource tracking when pipelines grow. Timekeeper if predictions become a thing. Workbench boss, grocer, postmaster when those pipelines come in. Pipeline invariants, reframed as outcome chains. Your correction. Invariants are outcomes, not schedules. Groceries flows from need identified, captured, on the buy list, dispatched, food arrives, consumed. Research flows from question, query formed, answered, learnings extracted, stored in brain. Email flows from email arrives, triaged, digest produced, delivered, decisions executed. Workbench flows from data, cleaned, analyzed, reported, acted on. Each link is checked at runtime. If it breaks, NTFY the pipeline's persona. 3 pushbacks on looseness. First pushback. Log raw plus classified every turn is expensive at scale. Classification is an extra LLM call per turn. 20 turns times 10 sessions a day is 200 extra calls daily. At Haiku cost, tolerable. At Opus, ugly. My call, raw always, classification async in batches at session close by the librarian. Same output, no inline cost. Second pushback. GitHub push all the time, define all the time. Pattern push is 200 pushes a day. GitHub rate limits will bite. My call, commit pattern locally, push at session close. Turn level rollback via Git reset. GitHub stays clean. Third pushback. Invariants are what they'll be, careful here. Fine at pipeline level. Not fine at session level. If session purpose can drift into whatever, the anchor for drift detection disappears. My call, session invariants hard, pipeline invariants soft. Now the revised build sequence. For blocks. Block 1. The spine. Nothing else works without this. Three files. Tail scale preflight check, a hook that verifies the tunnel before any brain operation. Session start hook, declares session boss, loads prime, in its budget tracker, opens handoff for append, verifies brain DB reachable. Stop hook, runs after every turn, librarian writes turn row to brain, append summary to handoff, updates budget, flags write failure. Block 2. The compounding. Without this, sessions are isolated. Auditor skill slash done, invoked on session close. Fires classification of turns in batch. Pierre rates and AI rates. Auditor finds repeated mistakes in brain DB. Proposes changes. Writes final handoff. Cop drift detector, background check per turn. AI drift and user drift logged separately. Block 3. The safety. Without this, mistakes are permanent. Archivist commits per turn, pushes at session close. Slash undo skill for turn level rollback. Block 4. The cosmetics. Nice, not blocking. Time hook, wall clock in status line. Claude predicts X minutes, logged, compared next time. Calibration loop. Status bar control board, budget, turn count, active personas, brain write status, time. First sprint. Block 1 only. Three files. All bash. All short. All read and write brain via existing SSH and Docker exec pattern. Budget is about 1 day of focused work. Rationale. You can't build auditor without turn logs existing. Can't build drift detection without session state. Can't build rollback without commits. The spine is the only thing with no dependency. Everything else depends on it. The question back to you. Build block 1 first, or revise block membership. Still sparring. Says make it so's to exit sparring and commit to block 1.